Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Reichman, and today we'll be studying the third chapter of Sefer Tzefania. The third chapter of Sefer Tzefania is like a microcosm of all of the words of the Nevi'im. In that, we start off with the misdeeds of Am Yisrael, then there's a warning, and then finally a description of the redemption. And Tzefania's description of the redemption, as I promised at the beginning of chapter 1, is as comprehensive and glorious as that of any of the other prophets. It is fascinating that in the first pasuk describing Yerushalayim, it can have a horrible connotation or a potentially positive connotation. Hoy mora v'nigala ha'ir ha'yona. Mora, the commentators tell us, means sullied, soiled. The city is soiled. V'nigala, from the term go'el nefesh, it is disgusting. Ha'ir ha'yona, from the word hona'a, cheating, is full of cheating and treachery. Or it can have a very positive connotation, where mora means that all the other nations are in awe of us. Nigala, of course, it could be redeemed. Ha'ir ha'yona, the yona, the dove, was the emblem on the flag of Yerushalayim, and it implies a beautiful city. The Malbim lays out an approach to this, and he tells us that from the first moment that the tribes were exiled, the prophets started prophesying about the redemption, and so there was always the potential of a redemption. In his words, "Umeita hi haitaha geula efsharit im hayu zochim." So from the get-go, when things looked dismal, there was always the potential of redemption, and so we see the double meaning in this pasuk. Very often, a prophet is telling us that things can go in either direction depending on the choices that Am Yisrael makes. Interestingly, he says that an earlier redemption would have meant a redemption for Am Yisrael alone, not one that fulfills the vision of all the nations acknowledging Hashem. So, that's where we are now. It's true, we can regretfully look back and say that we have missed all of these opportunities, or we can look forward to a time that there will be a comprehensive universal redemption, including all of the nations, peace, universal acceptance of the sovereignty of Hashem. The next few psukim do describe a clearly low spiritual state. Tzefania bemoans the fact that Am Yisrael has not listened to the voice, the kol, presumably of the Nevi'im, and has not learned from all of the destruction that was wrought upon the other nations. Lo shama bekol lo lakha musar. She did not listen to the voice, presumably of the prophets, and she has not taken the rebuke. And then, as only a prophet can tell us, he describes the inner world of the people. Bashem lo vatacha el elokeha lo kareva. People were not relying, having bitachon in Hashem, and they were not close to Hashem, experiencing a close relationship with Hashem. The next two psukim describe a complete moral fraying of society, where the leadership, the judges, the kohanim, false prophets, are all corrupt. In contrast, in Pasuk Hey, we hear that Hashem is a tzaddik. Hashem tzaddik bikirba, lo ya'asev la, baboker baboker mishpato yitain la or, lo nedar, vilo yodea aval, boshet. Hashem is righteous in her midst. He commits no injustice. He brings to light his judgment every morning without fail, and yet the wicked know no shame. What a comforting pasuk, what a comforting message from the Navi. The truth of Hashem's justice is always there and will always come to light. However, still, all of the false judges and false prophets are not ashamed, even with Hashem, who is a tzaddik, in their midst. Navi describes the destruction Hashem has wrought upon the other nations and the unrealized hope that seeing all of the destruction will inspire Am Yisrael to repentance so that the fate of the nations does not befall the land of Israel. But it was not to be. Therefore, Hashem tells Am Yisrael, "You wait and see the wrath that I will pour out upon the nations," meaning that the redemption could have been caused by Am Yisrael's repentance, but since it didn't, now Am Yisrael will be in a state of waiting. They will have to wait to the moment that Hashem is ready to bring the redemption. Pasuk Chet verse 8, Lachen chakuli ne'om Hashem liyom kumi la'ad, ki mishpati la'sof goyim l'kavtzimam l'chot l'shpoch aleyem zami kol charon api, ki be'ish kinati te'achel kol ha'aretz. Therefore declares Hashem, wait for me, for the day when I will rise to accuse, for I have resolved to gather nations, assemble kingdoms, to pour out my wrath and all my anger against them. All the earth will be consumed by the fire of my indignation. So Am Yisrael did not bring about the redemption in this scenario, but there's going to be that Yom Kumi La'ad. I'm going to get up, Hashem says. I'm going to be the one who causes the redemption, but at that point it will be La'ad. It will be eternal at the point that there will be the war of Gog Umagog, and Hashem will gather all of the nations to be witness. And for what purpose is all of this destruction? What purpose will it serve? The next pasuk answers this question, and it is widely seen as expressing one of the most important components of the Messianic era, an oft-quoted pasuk. Pasuk Tet, verse 9, Ki az epoch el amim safa brura likro chulam b'shem Hashem, la'avdo shchem echad. Then, when I will transform the languages of the nations into a clear language, so that they all invoke Hashem's name and serve him in unison. A vision describing everyone accepting the Ol Malchut Shamayim, the sovereign reign of Hashem. The next pasuk, pasuk Tet, verse 9, answers that question, and it is widely seen as expressing one of the most important components of the Messianic era. Ki az epoch el amim safa vrura likro chulam b'shem Hashem, la'avdo shchem echad. Then when I will transform the language of the nations into a clear language so that they all invoke Hashem's name and serve him in unison. A vision of universal acceptance of Ol Malchut Shamayim, of the sovereignty of Hashem. Until now, people called Hashem, there were many people who believed in one God, but it was b'safa. It was their own language and their own way of viewing Hashem. It was not b'safa v'ura, because the other nations mixed together the notion of one God with many false ideologies and many misperceptions about God. But in the future, they will all declare Hashem's oneness. Shchem achad. Everyone will serve together because everybody will share the same ideology. And this is the purpose of all that will be wrought upon the nations in the Melchemet Gog Umagog. Some commentators say that this is literally speaking about the language, that everyone will speak Lashon HaKodesh, Hebrew. And this is because the name of Hashem can only properly be pronounced in Lashon HaKodesh. So if world events are any indication, it's time for us all to brush up on our Hebrew skills now. The Rashba quotes Rabbi Yaakov as saying that this pasuk contains within it the ultimate nechama, the ultimate comfort. This pasuk, that we will all serve Hashem together, explains or is indicative of the fact that there will no longer be war. Most wars are because of disagreements of faith, he states. And when we all share the same emunah in Hashem, we all share the same belief system, there will then be peace. Just like that iconic pasuk in Yeshayahu, Bet Micha Dalid tells us, V'alchu amim rabim v'amru l'chu v'nalel har Hashem al beit Elokei Yaakov, v'yorenu midrachav v'nalcha baruchotav, We have this vision of everyone coming to Am Yisrael to say, teach us Hashem's ways that you have already embraced and you have known for all this time. Clearly an indication that we'll all be sharing the same belief system. Everyone will seek out Am Yisrael to learn the proper path, and we will all serve Hashem in unison. Rav Tzadok HaKohen Milublin, in his book Tzidkas HaTzadik, discusses the notion of Rav Tzadok HaKohen Milublin discusses the notion of uplifting all. Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin in Tzidkas HaTzadik cites this pasuk and discusses the notion of uplifting all evil in the world. He explains that while David HaMelech, King David, spent much of his years battling other nations and battling the Yetzer Hara, the evil drives, which are one and the same, Shlomo had a different vision, which were enabled by David's wars. His vision was the vision expressed in this verse, Az ehepoch elamim safa rura, from the word nehavpach, to be transformed. Shlomo's vision was an attempted transformation of the world. He attempted to transform all of the evil in the nations into good, and that was his goal in marrying the princesses of other nations. He explains elsewhere, citing this pasuk as well, that every evil trait includes good or potential for good within it. It is from that energy that come forth the righteous among the nations, the chasidei umot ha'olam. From the good, positive potential in every single nation, this was Shlomo HaMelech's vision to uplift that positive potential. There is no creation in the world that is purely evil. The problem is that it is a mixture, really a mess, as we say, or v'choshech mishtamshem be'erbuvia. It is kind of a mess of light and dark, good and evil. But the good will be extricated from this blend in the future. So according to Rav Tzadok in Sichat Shedim, the vision of the Messianic era includes the repair of all of this evil and the transformation of these traits and nations to a state of good. And this is the idea, the very deep and very extensive, comprehensive vision that is articulated in this nevuah. Aze pochel amim safavrura, everybody will be transformed and everybody will share the true ideology. The rest of the chapter describes a very glorious redemption. Bayom ha'hu lo tevoshi mikol elilo teich asher pashat bi, ki az asir mikirbech alizega vateich v'lo tosifi legava od bahar kadshi. On that day you will no longer be ashamed of all the deeds by which you transgressed against me, for I will have removed from your midst those of you who exult in your pride. Either the commentators tell us Hashem will remove the haughty people or will remove the pride from them. No longer will you be haughty on my holy mountain, Yudbet 12, Hish'arti v'kirbech amani v'dal v'chasu b'shem Hashem. Instead, I would leave within you a humble and forbearing people who takes refuge in Hashem's name. Either literally they will be poor or simply they will have the humility of a poor person and therefore be able to rely on Hashem. Earlier in Sfania, the Navi spoke about the people's inability to rely on Hashem because they were relying on their silver and gold, relying on their wealth. So here the metaphor continues, where because they are humble like poor people, they do rely on Hashem. Now we have a description of the uplifting moral state of Am Yisrael. Yud Gimel 13, Sheirit Yisrael lo yasu avla v'lo yidabru chaza v'lo yimatze v'fihem lashon tarmit ki heima yiru v'ravtu v'ein macharid. The remnants of Israel will not commit injustice, tell lies, or have a deceitful tongue in their mouths. On account of this, they will graze and lie down without fear. And then the Navi tells us to rejoice. Roni bat Zion, Hariu Yisrael, Simchi va'alzi, b'cholev bat Yerushalayim. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout for joy. Israel, be happy and rejoice with all your heart, daughter of Yerushalayim. As opposed to the fear that used to grip Am Yisrael, awaiting the Yom Hashem and awaiting all of the negative, frightening prophecies, now we are told in Pasuk Tetzayin, verse 16, "Bayom ha'hu ye'amer li'Yerushalayim al tira'i tzion al yirpu yadayich." On that day, Yerushalayim will be told, "Have no fear, Tzion, do not be frightened." Yud Zayin 17, Hashem Elokayich b'kirbich, Gibor Yoshia, Yasis alayich b'simcha, Yacharish b'avato, Yagil alayich b'rina. Hashem is in your midst. He is a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with exuberance. Because of his love, he will hold his silence. He will rejoice over you with song. It could have been that at the time of the redemption, there's going to be this big elephant in the room. And that is the idea that we have this very close relationship with Hashem. But just a short time ago, Am Yisrael was not really behaving in a way that would create a close connection to Hashem. So the Navi tells us, B'simcha yacharish b'avato. Yasis aleich b'simcha yacharish b'avato. Hashem will be silent because of his love. Reminds us of the pasuk al kol pesha yichase ava. Because of Hashem's tremendous love for Am Yisrael, it will be as if he is remaining silent about all of the sins. They will never be brought up again. Pasuk yutet 19, הנני עושה את כל מענייך בעת ההיא, והושעתי את הצולייה, והנידח הקבץ, ושמתים לתהילה ולשם בכל הארץ בושתם. At that time, I will crush all your oppressors, I'll rescue the lame and gather the dispersed, and I will cause them to be praised and renowned in all the lands where they were put to shame. Imagine that in all those very places where they denigrated Jews, on social media, there will be praise of Jews instead of words of anti-Semitism. There's going to be tehillah, praise for the Jews all around the world, and specifically in the places where they previously denigrated Am Yisrael. So we see here, and also in the next pasuk where it talks about ki yatein etchem l'shem l'tehillah, giving Am Yisrael a positive name and making them subject of praise around the world, that it is important what the other nations say about Am Yisrael. We are a reflection of Hashem in the world and the representation of Hashem in the world. We have been privy to such a comprehensive redemptive vision. All the nations accepting sovereignty of Hashem, the exiles from afar returning, the haughty disappearing. No one will lie and deceive. Imagine that. There will be exuberant joy. Hashem will be in our midst. He will love us so much that nobody will talk about our imperfect days, and He will rejoice with our nation. These are all the psukim that we have heard. The injured are going, and the far-flung are going to be gathered. And finally, we arrive at Pasuk Chaf. It is interesting to think that perhaps at the time of Zephaniah, since he prophesied in the days of Yoshiyahu, it was a bit easier to comprehend the nevuot that Zephaniah spoke of. We always believe in the prophecies, but sometimes it's hard to imagine what they will look like. But during the times of Yoshiyahu, the king during which Zephaniah expressed all of these beautiful nevuot about the future, they were witness to a spiritual transformation, true, not as comprehensive as there will be in the Yemot HaMashiach, in the time of Mashiach, but they were witness to a spiritual transformation. We too, over the past few months, have been privy to see some kind of national power transformation with a shifting of our global reality. And let us hope that this leads us to the ultimate nechama, the ultimate transformation, and let us be in front of our eyes, as the Navi is about to tell us, le'enechem, that the Yemot HaMashiach, the Messianic era, is ushered in. Pasuk Chaf, verse 20, Ba'et ahi avi etchem uva'et kabtzi etchem, ki eten etchem l'shem v'letihila b'chol amei ha'aretz, b'shuvi et shvuteichem le'enechem amar Hashem. At that time, I will bring you back. At that time, I will gather you in. I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples on the earth. When before your very eyes, I will bring back your captives, says Hashem. And the commentators quote other words of the prophet, Chimei Tzeitcha me Eretz Mitzrayim ere niflaot. Because we are told that will happen before our eyes, le'enechem, we remember the prophecy that Hashem promises us, that just as we were witness as a nation to the wonders when Hashem took us out of Egypt, so too it will be le'enenu, le'enechem, hopefully le'enenu, that we will see the great wonders as Hashem brings the Yemot HaMashiach. May he come very speedily and in our time. Beviat Goel Mashiach Tzidkenu Bimhira. B'yameinu, amen. Thank you so much for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat Gilbert Carcenti, Menachem Mendel, Ben Saud.